Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning, Ryan.
Well, we were in Matt Malloy's having a beer and Matt was saying, you should come and meet Kevin. And I said, I'd love to meet Kevin. And we go from there, 12 hours later, to the chip van here in Westport.
It's great stuff.
What a pleasure to have you. What part of the world are you from, Kevin?
I'm Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Yep. Kevin O'Hara from Massachusetts. Yeah, that makes sense. Do you know where the family got off the boat or what happened?
Oh, yes, very much so. 1953, I was with them.
Right, okay. Yeah. That's not exactly the famine ships now.
No, we were lucky. I knew my grandmother and all my folks, so it was great.
Of what part of the country were they from?
Roscommon and Longford.
Okay. Yeah. So you're a fully fledged American, but with a heart, with an Irish heart, essentially.
Very much so.
So we got talking about donkeys last night.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well, because in 1979, when I was a young man, age 30, I walked a donkey in a cart around the entire coast of Ireland.
Why?
Why? To know Ireland as well as anyone could ever know Ireland.
What a great idea.
Well, it was the right vehicle because I was dependent on a farmer's generosity every night to shelter, basically, myself and a donkey. And during our travels that were 8 months long, 1,720 miles north and south, we spent 153 nights in different farmhouses.
Wow.
Never once asked a penny for lodging.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a great story in the sense that it's that lovely sense of what people talk about, Mehel, and that Irish open arm thing.
Oh, very
much so.
The good
side of the Irish character.
Oh, well, it was a great side. And it was as wonderful up north as it was in the Republic as well.
So you had a donkey. What's the donkey's name?
Missy McDermott.
Of course. So you and Missy McDermott were heading around and you knock on a door and say, hello, I'm here with my donkey. Any chance we could take some hay for the night?
Yeah, 8 to 10 miles a day we went.
Wow.
Yeah, I knock on the door. My name is Kevin O'Hara. I'm an American. I'm hoping to do the Ring of Ireland. I don't smoke. I have my own provisions. And I'll be off first thing in the morning with my donkey, regardless of the weather.
Get away.
So that got me in a lot.
What was the most bizarre thing that happened to you on your travels? Can you remember?
Well, I think one of them, the most moving, was in 1979, the North was a tinderbox of activity.
Sure.
This was 2 years before the hunger strike. And everything up there was like a paradox. We walked, Missy and I, 25 miles through Belfast that particular Sunday when the Pope, John Paul, was doing his centennial mass at Knock Shrine.
Yeah.
But it was very tense. But it was a Protestant man that I spent the night before with who followed me all day long without my knowledge until we safely got through about Belfast.
Get away.
Yeah. But it was kindness. Every bend in the road.
Yeah.
Without fail.
And what do you take from that that trip all these years later?
To be a better person.
Get away.
Yeah.
And why? Why did that?
Well, because what is not given is lost. The generosity of people that did not really have too much in 79.
Yeah.
They gave it willingly.
Yeah.
And that, fortunately, now we do tours to Ireland, which is great. And we have 45 Yanks out there now looking at us.
Isn't that great? And actually, some of them look happy, which is lovely.
Oh, we do it right. We went out to Achill Island yesterday. We had beautiful weather. And, of course, Westport, Matt Malloy played for us last night.
Listen,
as well as anybody.
We were in the presence of greatness last night, weren't we, Matt Malloy? I could see the American friends and visitors were in awe.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's like going to Graceland and seeing Elvis.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Oh, it was fabulous.
Yeah, so that was lovely. And Matt's a big fan of yours. In fact, he was your first blurb, wasn't he?
Yeah. Book. He said my book should be in every Irish classroom.
It's also a manual for kindness, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is.
It's called Last of the Donkey Pilgrims and A Man's Journey Through Ireland. And ever the gentleman, you decided not to put you on the front cover, but the donkey.
Exactly.
Donkey. So that's quite a nice thing to do, which is very, very, very typical of your humility. It's been lovely talking to you, Kevin.
Thanks a million, Ryan.
You're
going to
take
me.
Where are you off next with your friends?
Well, we're off to, with CIE Tours.
Yes.
And the cruise store out of East Longmeadow, Massachusetts, and my dear wife, Belita.
Yes, it was lovely to meet Belita.
We're doing three tours a year now, which is grand. And right now we're off to Donegal and into town. And then we're going up to Glencullum Kill and Sleeve League. We do things a little differently.
Yeah.
And we end in Derry and then we go to Belfast and the Glens of Antrim.
Well, if I was ever to do a tour, I'd like to do the tour with you and your wife because you just seem like lovely people.
Well, you're the best,
yeah,
too,
listen,
Brian.
It's been lovely seeing you.
Thank you
a
million.
Goodbye and travel safely.
All right.
Goodbye, America.